What's up, y'all? This is Jeffy at Jeffy TV. Coming to you live on Memorex on this somewhat grayish, overcasty Tuesday. Today is one of them days where I'm more than just mildly don't feel like doing it today. From between waking up and can't wait to get to work or ready to work, and the other end of the spectrum where I wake up and it's like, no way in hell I'm doing it today. From that 0 to 10, I'm probably at 60%, that where I could probably go home and not do it, and I'd feel bad about it later, but I would still not do it. And since I'm taking off Friday, I'll be upset about my PTO, using so much PTO. So, you know, I'm just going to do it. Actually, and I woke up and got out of bed and started going, thinking it was 9:30, and it was really only 8:30. Pump it up. Thinking it was 9:30, it was only 8:30. So I'm going to get back to the house like an hour early to where I could take a nap if I wanted to. It's feeling that kind of way. Because I don't know what I'm going to do for that hour. I'd rather just get right to work and get the wheels turning. So that's just the way I feel. I feel good. Mr. Scale told me 217.8 this morning. Same thing as it told me yesterday morning. But last night I had a breakdown. I had sweets. And I kind of sat there and didn't stop. I just let myself go. It was a breakdown. It was an allowed breakdown. Hey, way too many marshmallowy things and Boston baked beans and red bites and little brownie things I got from Dollar General. You know, the cheap kind of brownies that they just wasn't good. The brownies I make at home are way better than them. They were just packaged and individually packaged little brownie bites or something. It was complete bullshit. But I ate too much, and I sat there on purpose and allowed myself just to go ahead and consume and get lost in it and not worry about the consequences so much. As I watched the Lakers. Lakers were up 20. Ended up losing that game at a buzzer beater by Jamal Murray. Game two. But if you think about it, in the playoffs, the home teams are supposed to win. The home teams are supposed to win. So, you know, it's almost, that's the way it's supposed to go. Now, if the Lakers could have took one of them games, that'd be a big up to them. And I'm not saying I'm quite a Laker fan, but I do follow them. And I'm a fan of LeBron James. Basically, Ohio boy, O-H-I-O. So I sat there and ate those and enjoyed the game and, you know, went from there. But today, and I had a fairly, I haven't had a down day in a while. And that's probably why my weight is as good as it is. I haven't had a down derelict day to where, towards the end of that day, I'm so lazy and fat and full and all that indulgence is taking over to the point where I'm uncomfortable. It's good. It's like, so, like, I don't feel like laying down. I don't feel like sitting up. I don't feel like eating. I ate too much, slept too much. I'm tired of TV. Just get to the point where I just want to go to sleep, but I can't because you just woke up. You can't eat because you just did that too. Where you kind of, I kind of overdo it, but like I said, it's, I'll get through it. Today's Tuesday. I think I'll get through it. I think that I will. I think that I will. I mean, I know that I will. No matter what happens, I'll get through it. Even if I call off for the rest of the week. Hell, even if I quit my job, I'll get through it one way or the other. You know, but if I get through it, I guess I mean I'll actually stop, I'll work, I have a good day, I'll turn it into something. Then tomorrow, I go into the office and I'll wear my size 38 pants and not my 36 pants. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, going out and being comfortable. I'll still wear my medium shirts though. Because I'm thinking the large pants won't muffin top my belly. Because I think when I had those two small pants on, it like pushes my stomach up and it bellies out. And I have like a, what's a muffin top look? And so I should be my, medium size clothing should fit better, but we'll see. But either way, I'm still getting on it. I'm staying on it. 217.8 this morning. I'm feeling good. Goodish. Goodish is the word. I'm feeling goodish. I could sure be lazy today and just ruin it all. Now I'm speculating, what if I could just be lazy and not eat too much? No. What if I start work late today, go home? And see, that's another thing. I'm going to get home early enough to where I can take a nap. Not sure why I want to do that, but I could. I could get home, go through my normal routine, eat breakfast, get ready for work, and still have close to, let me see if I did all that. If I get home at 10, yeah, I still have close to an hour plus. If I do all my routine and be finished with my routine, eating and everything, bye. 10:30, I can lay down for an hour and 15 minutes, get up at 11:45 and just start working. See how I'm speculating? I'll tell you something else, to be honest with you, to be completely honest with you. Friday, Garrett Shatter, Noah Fisher, and Cocaine doing Funk Night at the Penalty Box in Henderson, Nevada. I got to take a day off to be there. If it was canceled, this is just the way I feel now. If it was canceled and I was able to say PTO on that day, I would probably be happy. In a way. For that. Kind of. I would be happy for that kind of. But I still know. I know damn well. That once I wake up. Friday morning. And once I wake up Friday morning. And. Get going. And jump in that car. Road trip. You know. It's going to be. I'll have a whole different mindset. About that. And also, I think, you know, PTO is there to use. Some people accumulate so much PTO, they got to sell it back. They be having like 200 hours. Me, not so much. Me, not so much. There was a time when my PTO would accumulate And then I'd be able to take off and go to Europe for a couple weeks or something like that. I'd save it up like that, where I wouldn't be taking days off here and there. Or I'd work straight through like an Iron Man. And accumulate, and I have like 50, 60 hours of PTO. And, you know, and I can do what I wanted to do, quote unquote. But right now, I got 40 hours PTO. I'm gonna have to use 7.5 Friday. And then I'm gonna have to use 7.5 May 6th. And that's assuming I can fly back and work May 7th and not have to take another day. And I've definitely considered taking my laptop with me and working while on travel. I definitely do that when I go back to Ohio. Hell, I do that for like 2 weeks, but you know, maybe like a weekend trip or something. Hey, you know, travel on a Friday, travel Thursday, Friday or something like that, get to where I need to be and work. But the only thing is, from where I'm at in California, most of the places I go in the United States are ahead of time. So if I go to New Orleans, I'll be working from 2 to 1 or something like that. 2 to 10. Oh, 2 to 10 ain't bad. In New Orleans, 2 to 10 is not bad at all. 10 o'clock is nothing. In New Orleans, you can work till 10 and still make it to the club. In fact, 420 Funk Mob ain't supposed to start playing until 11:55. And they probably gonna be late for that. Or start later than that. I remember one time I went to see Galactic on Fishman Street. And it said it was supposed to start at 2 a.m. or something like that. It was supposed to start at 2. I remember driving to, because I stayed in Metairie, whatever. And I ain't staying there no more. I stayed there one time, it was nice. And then I stayed there again, and it aggravated me that I'm staying at the same place. Because the place is boring. Wasn't nothing happening out there. The place is just boring. It's just, you know, basic. There's hardly no attractions. Basically, you know, food. The only thing they did have out there was the City Diner. And the City Diner had this bread bowl. This clam chowder, some kind of bread bowl that I loved. And it was like right around the corner. Well, City Diner closed. So now it's like really no reason. We still there because it's boring. It's way away from everything. And I saw it before. I was, you know, it's like I spent money to be out here, and I felt like, ugh, hell, I'm here for. So that's when I realized, spend a little bit of extra money, and be aware of your location. In fact, more and more, I'm starting to realize that I spend a little bit more on my hotel. I get a better location. It actually could save me money in transportation costs, definitely in entertainment. Not save me money in entertainment, but, you know, more to do, more exciting, much more pleasurable. When I paid some money in New Orleans for the Mardi Gras, and I stayed like in the box, as they call it, well, that's what DJ Soul Sister and them call it, Melissa Weber call it, Miss New Orleans. When I stayed in the box, that means because traffic and the parades and all that, you ain't getting around. And I didn't have no car. I did Uber, because I didn't need one. Because we're, see, it's one thing, if you stay in it, you don't need to rent a car. Go ahead and pay for Uber. Because parking, and sometimes in these cities now, having a car is a liability. Hell, even some, most now, when I go to Funketeer's Ball, now, well, not now, it's been this way. Funketeer's Ball, they charge you $20 a night to park your car in the hotel. So I park in the garage behind the thing, even though the car just sits there for 2 days. Because getting from BWI to Bethesda, it's a little bit of a ride. Maybe if I was to go to Forest to try to coordinate a bunch of us hitting BWI at the same time and then driving in, save some money like that. But you know me, I usually like to, my flight gets in there early morning. I get the car. I call the hotel, see if I can check in. Last year they said I could, which kind of ruined everything in a way, because usually they say I can't. So I just drive on to DC, hang out in DC for a few hours, get steps in, hang out at the Lincoln Memorial, walk around, maybe go to the African American Smithsonian and see the mothership, blah, blah, you know, and then go to the hotel. Usually by the time I get back to the hotel, people starting to check in and flow in, running into folks. So we're going to do it again. The legacy continues. Legacy that George H. Darden built. It continues, and he recently passed, and that one hit me strange. That one hit me strange because he was really cool. You know, I used to be able to tease him back and forth. I mean, just the way me and him used to interact was really cool. And the thing, you know, he is the one who built, you know, the Funketeer's Ball. He put it all together. He got the legacy going. You know, just the way that I guess I felt about him, which I don't know really what that is or how it is, but I guess I could say it. It's like one of my old supervisors, when she left, I didn't realize how significant a piece they played in my life, or significant piece in my world, I should say, in my world, not my life, in my world. The supervisor definitely in my life. Because me, you know, her, you got to work, because the way my schedule was set up, I was flexible, so I had to deal with her weekly. You know, we had to deal, and we're dealing with when I'm off and when I'm not off, how I could travel, so stuff that was very important to me. So me and her relationship was very, very important. Because me and her relationship directly affected my livelihood. So, and that reminds me, as soon as I get back, I'm gonna put down my unavailable days for when I'm traveling. Not that I've been having to work the weekends or anything. I just wanna be sure. Because my schedule's flexible. My boss might say, Jeffrey, can you work, blah, blah, blah? I'm gonna say, no, I can't. See, it's unavailable. I'm out of town. Especially when I know I'm gonna be out of town. I might as well put it up. But anyhow, see, that directly affects my livelihood. And I think Mr. Darden, Mr. George H. Darden, with his having 5 football teams. See, here's the wake up. This is my wake up call right there. I'm supposed to be just now getting up out of bed, 9:20. And I'm halfway through my walk. Mr. George H. Darden, you know, significance of creating the Funketeer's Ball. You know how cool he was, proximity. You know, hanging out with him and all that. You know, it hit. And I ain't gonna say I got weird or nothing, but I may never really have found the correct way to express how I feel, even to myself, to get an understanding of his passing, you know, for myself, you know, not have to like get up and make a speech or explain it to anybody. Just, you know, I'm still processing. Now, like if it was maybe somebody more prominent, it would be easier. You know, it's like, oh, but somebody in that middle gray area, you know, somebody in that middle gray area to where we was cool, we was friends, but we really wasn't friends, you know, how to process that. And like I said, again, the significance of the Funketeers ball in my life. You know, that's, the Funketeers ball plays a big part of my life. And he created that and he was a big part of it. And I liked the way he did it. I liked the way it was run. I was impressed with their marketing, the way they handled it. Because I remember he told me the story about how I was wondering why it was so well run. I said, before I knew him, before, you know, I was like, why? These people are a machine. The advertising and the way, the promotion, I should say, the promotion of it was just very well done and orchestrated. And I noticed that, and I told him, and he said, yeah. He said he put together a marketing team. As soon as he said that, I went, oh, there you go. As soon as he said that, I was like, there you go. That's it. So it was drafted and created. He put it together, the team, so he knew. See this bitches here behind me? These bitches right here? I planted some of those at my mother's house. She made me do it. I didn't want to do it. I was like, get up, boop, to do it. I was going to say Mexican. Give it to Mexicans to do it. Get your gardener to do it. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. Fussed the whole time. Maybe even video recorded some of it. But those bitches are still there, thriving. And I said, I guess mother might have known what she was doing in that situation. But anyway, so I've been in touch with people. People have been in touch with me to let me know Funketeers ball is still going forward. I know most of the people involved, if not all of them. Everybody knows I'll have an opinion, and I'll more than likely voice that opinion. And I'll strategically provoke and antagonize playfully certain situations or certain things that I would like to see, you know, hopefully in a provocative way, you know, not just to be rah, 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 or trolling or anything, but to kind of tease and say, just to make sure that people are aware of this. You know, not even voicing my, well, kind of voicing my opinion, but just to make sure people are aware of it. Like, with 420 Funk Mob, I was like, all right, this is called the Funketeers ball, not the funkadelic, drippy, dark, maggot brain kind of ball. Funketeers, you know, up and happy and, you know, party. Not down, down, down. And I tease Mr. Payne about that. You know, and then at the end, he said, where you at? And they played Mothership Connection. Like, thank you. Like, thank you. But then I'm just teasing and playing. But, you know, there's always some truth in what I say. But from that, so many people, they didn't come up to me and say it, but in conversation, you know, I heard how much people just love to hear that dark funkadelic stuff. They was just, They had never heard this song before. They had never heard that played live before. You know, I wanted the Steel Tight and the Funkadelic E, and, you know, I don't know if they'd play Flashlight. And I said, the 420 Funk want to play Flashlight, that's going too far. You know, I'm sure that they have before. I'm not even sure if they have before. Or Knee Deep. Now, that's too much. Now, I can't even reasonably expect, if that's the word. You know, that would almost, ooh, look at them clouds. Oh, my. I turned the thing around. You see those clouds back there? You see that? Oh, wow, look. Okay, look at that. Look at them clouds. Oh, something might happen today. And my sinuses didn't do anything. I don't think it called for rain today. But anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, if the 420 Funk Mob was to play something like Flashlight or Knee Deep or something, you know, like that, that doesn't fit. You know, whatever that means. So, you know, now we got to see what band is going to play the Funketeers Ball. I've been told the name of the person involved in selecting the talent from reports from people for this year's Funketeers Ball. Person who has been, is contentious to work. One of those people who, it seems my opinion, can strike them in a certain manner, which lets me know that I'm saying it the right way. If I get a certain reaction from certain people, and he is one of them, that means you understood what I'm saying. I'm glad you're taking in my message. So that's going to be fun. And it's always fun to go to D.C., hang out with them, clones of Funk and whatnot. In fact, I need to probably call Tur, even though he says his name is Terry. I probably need to call Tur Holling. I keep missing calls from him. I need to call and see what's up. Because I don't be taking people's calls. I don't feel like. A lot of times I don't feel like. Now let me take a call. I don't talk to many people. The only person I really call is Oli. Other than that, I don't really be calling nobody. We can do it on text or chat. But, oh, I'll call the child. I'll call my niece. So, because sometimes I gotta get in touch with her. Text, she be taking too long to text back. But anyhow. Yeah, that's what's going on, and that's in September. I'll wait for the NFL schedule to come out to see where Pittsburgh is playing. Even though flying in that Friday is pretty much set. I think I fly in Friday morning. I think that's how I do it. And then Friday night, we hang out in the bar or do whatever, mostly in the bar. And Saturday, we get up. We have Saturday activities. I think we played trivia, team versus team, last time. That was fun. And music, Friday night music. Gabe Gonzalez, DJ. It's just good to see. I don't listen to people. I'll tell you what I listen to. I told you before. Sirius XM, chill. That's what I listen to. That's my go-to. And then down-tempo electronics is what I listen to off Spotify. That's what my playlist is. And I got when I work out sometime or a month, if I'm on the glider, I listen to like electronic upbeat music. I don't listen to funk. Look at them clouds. It affects me too deeply. music affects me and I can't be distracted. I don't want to be that much distracted. So I almost listen to something ambient with energy to it. But anyway, so we'll see. Fly on Friday. Find out what Pittsburgh's playing that Sunday. If they're like playing in Ohio or something like that, or playing close to that whatever area, because I'm out of there Sunday morning. Sunday morning I'm out. I come, we party, fucking disc ball Saturday night. Sunday morning I'm out. And a couple times I miss them going to see the mothership on Sunday. There are a few things they do on Sunday that I missed out on because I had to, because I flew to the game or flew back home. Anyway, my arm is tired. And I think I've said enough. So, getting ready for the funk. Oh yeah, 420 Funk Mob 2, New Orleans. New Orleans, doing Jazz Fest, I guess. May 4th. I'm flying in the morning of May 4th. And then that night, Norwood is doing Familyhood and Experience at the Howlin' Wolf, I believe. Supposed to be going from like 10 to 11 or something like that. Supposed to start at 10 o'clock. And then the 420 Funk Mob is supposed to start at 11:55. I'm not one to depend or rely on bands starting late. Some people are comfortable with that. Oh, they ain't gonna start till blah, blah, blah. Usually they're right. Or, let me take that back. Usually they're right, or they don't mind not being there early or missing a little bit or coming in late and accepting whatever seats they get. P-Funk, I'm gonna be there an hour early, hour before doors open. Hang around the venue doing whatever I'm doing. Get my place in line so I can be the first one in there and get my spot on the rail. Unless I got seats. And if I got seats, I can relax and not worry about it. That's just the way I'm just, I gotta be there grotesquely early. Just walk, lounging, just walking in all slow. Got too much time. Oh, let me stop and get something to eat. No, I don't do that. I won't eat. But, something like that. Oh, I can stop and enjoy things as I'm getting there, getting to the funk mind, seeing people talking, and then I'm starting to get the hang of standing in line. At first, standing in line was beneath me. I didn't like it. But now, I still feel it's beneath me. But I do it. Actually, what happens is I find a way to get around it. Let's be honest. I find a way to get around it. Either through quick pass or this or that. I always see an angle. I always see an angle to where, I ain't gonna be standing way back in line. There's always an angle. People just come, they get it. A lot of people get the tickets, they come and they fall in the sheep, And that's probably the best way, because if everybody was doing like me, it'd be chaos. So they just follow the standard generalized rules. There's the line, let me get it. Not be aggressive about getting into that. Well, plus a lot of people just, want to take their time. They're not worried about this or that. Just enjoying being out or just be inexperienced. I got enough experience to where I know I can manipulate or get the best out of the event, because I've been there before. I've done that. I know this happens this way, this happens that way. I can do this if they do that, all that, so that's that. Anyway, but I like to be there. And then P-Funk plays on the 5th, May 5th. I think it's Jazz Festival. There's stuff going on all the time. And then it's quite possible that after P-Funk, there's going to be something going on. Very quite possible. So I'll try to touch base with Melissa Weber, DJ Soul Sister, Miss Queen Nola. She is a resource. In fact, I could probably say that of all the people out there doing it, I think she's doing it not the best, but the way, not I think it should be done, that's not the right way, but I like the way she's doing it. I really, 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 really like how she's doing it. From attacking music from an academic standpoint, a funk standpoint, her take on it, very opinionated. She'll tell you yay or nay. Many a time we've been in a place and she would get mad, or she would have feel a certain way about the music that's being played at a certain time. She used to write articles about how she would go to a restaurant, and if they wasn't playing the right music, quote unquote right music, or you know, the atmosphere or this or that, you know, she'd have an opinion. And you know, I love opinions. But she also comes at it from an academic standpoint. I mean, she's got a master's, she's a teacher, you know, really revered academically, gets that respect that way. And that's so impressive to me. That's just really impressive to me. She started the One Nation boardroom. You know, she's down with the P-Funk. She's down with the funk. But she covers so many other kinds of music. That's also impressive. You know, and she loved New Orleans. She loved New Orleans. And I do too. Not like her, but you know. But anyway, she came to the Funketeers Ball 1 year. You know, I think she happened to be doing some kind of symposium or something. I looked up, I was like, what you doing here? Because it's almost like this was lowbrow for her. You know, I was like, no, okay, look at her. She made it here. Stop it. You know, okay. You know. I was like, hey, what you doing here with us? With us common funketeers. You know, just not teasing kinda, but teasing not kinda. You know, there's truth in everything I say. Anyway, it's good. And then, well, I guess one day, or one moment, or somehow, some way, I wonder if P-Funk gonna play the Funketeers Ball, if that ever come off. And in ways, it's a thing that they haven't, that they don't. It's kind of a thing, you know. When they do, it's gonna be like when the Cleveland Browns finally win the Super Bowl. You'll be happy, but you know, you lose something. It's like, because, you know, to be a Browns fan is all about loving them even though they're losing, and all the mistakes and the curses or whatever that happened to them. So when people finally do play, it could be like a climax. Now that's it. You know, we reached the top. That's it. So we'll see. Anyhow, swearing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed, any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.